Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 2, verse 21. 8 days later, when the baby was circumcised, he was named Jesus, the name given by the angel even before he was conceived. My wife Sue and I have 3 children, and I well recall the long conversations about names which took place before they were born. We talked about names that had been important in the family, biblical names, and others that we simply liked. The naming of Jesus was a very different matter. This was the name that Gabriel gave to Mary when she'd first been informed of her miraculous pregnancy. Jesus was actually a very popular boy's name at the time, and was a shortened form of Joshua, which means the Lord saves. Because most people only had one name, they were often also known by the place from which they came or the name of their father. So Jesus was variously known as Jesus of Nazareth or Jesus the son of Joseph. There may have been many children in Nazareth with the name Jesus, but only one who'd come to bring salvation. In Jesus, the name was completely fulfilled. Because Jesus is both fully man and fully God, he was able to open up the way into God's presence. The sacrificial system of the Old Testament was no longer necessary. Simply through trusting Jesus, we are able, in the words of the writer of Hebrews, to come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we'll find grace to help us when we need it most. Jesus spoke wise and wonderful words and told gripping stories. He healed people and performed amazing miracles. But we miss the point of his coming if we don't recognize that he came to bring salvation first and foremost. He came to open up the possibility of us being forgiven and made whole. And that incredible offer is as real today as it was when he first came. Many people then as now rejected Jesus and his offer of salvation. But to all who believe in him and accept him, he gives the right to become children of God. Let me pray with you. Lord Jesus, thank you that you want to be our Saviour. We confess our sins and we ask you to set us free and to give us a new life. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. You can hear me on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.